For the first time in the 5 months since lanes to the George Washington Bridge were allegedly closed for political reasons, the Port Authority is saying it's sorry. The comments came in a day of meetings at the Port Authority. But as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports, tensions persist at the bi-state agency.
In September, when motorists and elected officials began to ask questions about the lane closures, the Port Authority had little to say. As officials began to resign, the authority was mum. And in the wake of the release of the now infamous email from Governor Christie's deputy chief of staff, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, still nothing. But on Wednesday, 5 months after the lane closures infuriated commuters and jeopardized safety, commissioners began to talk. First up, Christie appointee Pat Schuber, who raised the idea of an apology, almost as if it were off the top of his head.
And government agencies are the last to want to apologize for anything. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's certainly appropriate here.
Commissioner Rich Bagger responded. He's Christie's former chief of staff, a top political confidant of the governor's.
And I also think your comment about the apology is a good suggestion.
But it took Scott Reckler, Governor Andrew Cuomo's top appointee at the Port Authority, to actually say the words, "I'm sorry," as his aides were trying to usher him out of the room.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a
lot. Say we apologize. What is it that you're apologizing for?
We're apologizing the fact that it just became at least, abundantly clear that some of the members of the Port Authority shut down lanes and put public safety at risk.
Reckler's comments came after the Port Authority's formation of a new special committee on oversight. The talking points on that were clear. This is not an investigative body. There are plenty of those. This is a forward-looking committee. Here's Pat Foy, the Port Authority Executive Director. He repeated, "This is a forward-looking committee with three functions."
One is to make sure that this aberrant behavior does not recur, one. Two, to take steps to improve Port Authority governance. And three, to review and to improve the board's performance with respect to these governance and reform issues.
That last point is a reference to the board's chair, David Sampson, who's come under scrutiny for potential conflicts of interest between his personal business and his Port Authority business. Sampson's name emerged prominently in Bridgegate emails, where he personally attacked Foy for, quote, "playing in traffic. Bad mistake." Sampson has not spoken publicly since September.
Good afternoon. Before I open the meeting, I want to start with a few remarks that are both personal and professional.
Then Sampson added his voice to the chorus of apologies.
On behalf of the Board of Commissioners, we are deeply sorry for inconvenience caused to our travelers.
Sampson said he wouldn't answer questions, citing the multiple inquiries by the U.S. Attorney, the Port Authority Inspector General, New Jersey lawmakers, and still more federal agencies. Sampson said he trusted when the facts unfold, the public will have a complete picture. And, true to his word, he left the room, protected by staff, as reporters lobbed questions. But tensions between Sampson and Pat Foy were apparent. At a press conference after the meeting, Foy, the Cuomo-appointed executive director, said he'd changed the board's transparency rules. Foy said that had caused great dissatisfaction on the part of the board. Foy was asked, had Commissioner Sampson apologized to him for the Bridgegate emails? No, Foy said, and I don't expect him to.
Andrea, last question.
I asked, what is your relationship with Commissioner Sampson now?
Not going to answer that one, Andrea. Thanks. Thank you.
Documents subpoenaed by New Jersey lawmakers are expected to shed more light on the inner workings of the Port Authority. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.